Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Latay Davis, and I am the founder of Stilettos in the City PR firm and branding. And I am so excited to be on the radio with you all today. It's a muggy Sunday here, but that just means it's more time to do work. I've actually been working on the revisions to my business plan. And one thing I shared with my awesome coach in one of the groups that she has is that I was operating in my old self instead of operating in who I am now, who I'm pushing to be, you know. And so I think for a lot of us, we may do that without really even realizing it, is that we started our business and we started with this vision. We started with this idea. And we've kind of been operating in that vision and in that idea. And as things have come across, you know, our path and we've had different opportunities, we've probably taken advantage of those opportunities. But have we ever really went back to our business plan to say, okay, I need to grow up a little bit in this plan, or I need to go ahead and look at where I can expand and grow and reach and stretch myself. And I don't think we do that enough. So that's what I've been doing today. And I have been absent, but it's been really for great reasons. I was at the Next Level Success Summit actually last Saturday with Neosha Yaki, who is the founder and owner of MMIA magazine. You can Google her, and it was an amazing conference. Just some of the best business owners and CEOs that you could ever, you know, really meet with and really talk with. So there's a lot of great things coming out of that conference. Today, I want to talk to you about brand message and brand equity. And I hosted a call last Thursday via Uber conference and was able to share a lot of information with all of the awesome participants who called in to listen to the information. And I wanted to kind of revisit it a little bit today, because I know it was a lot of information for them, and then it will be new information for you. And I feel like when we talk about branding, and I was telling them this on the call, is that we think that it's this glamorous thing. It's so cool and everything. And we basically kind of forget about all the nuts and bolts that are required in creating a sustainable, effective, and memorable brand. And it was so great because when I spoke last Saturday at the conference, I was like, you know what, I will not love you to death, but I will brand you to life. And so I am so excited about that because it felt right in that moment. So let's go ahead and let's get started about the brand message and what that is. And your brand message is basically what I feel is your brand message is basically those words that you use, or that, you know, that tagline, whether it's an ad slogan, your headline on your website, or wherever you use the headline. It's that thing that describes your company. And so, you know, you have the Got Milk ads. You have Burger King. You can have it your way. So you have all of these different companies who are using this brand message that is always going commensurate with the company and basically the whole spectrum of that company. I think a lot of times, especially now with hashtags and the use of hashtags, we can sometimes confuse our followers, supporters, because we're going into and we're talking about a lot of different things and we're using a lot of different hashtags, but I think a lot of times they don't tie all of these different outlets or appendages back to the center core of the company. So let me give you an example. You know, like the body is your brand message. It is the core of who you are, the core of your company. And then you've got all of these different things. And you can look at your hashtags as your arm, you know, your arms and your legs, you know, or even maybe some things that you speak about or you kind of use when you're speaking or sharing information about your company. All of that's like your you know, your appendages or the addition to the brand message, which is the core. And so for me, my brand message is it is basically that, brand you to life. Stilettos in the City, PR firm and branding will brand you to life. And I think that for me, that brand message works for, you know, and hopefully it's brand new, so I'm just using it and I'm changing it from other things that I've used in the past. But I hope that for the consumer, it resonates with them, because brand you to life means to me that no matter where you've been and no matter what doubts, concerns you have, I will definitely help you put life back into whatever that vision, dream is or was. And even if you're operating in your business and maybe you become stagnant, or if you're just looking to get some tweaks done, some upgrades done, then that's what I'm here for. I'm here to actually bring new life or breathe life back into or breathe new life into whatever it is that you're looking to do with your company and your business, so that you stay current and you stay on trend with the things that are going on. Now, when I say stay current and on trend, that doesn't mean that you have to abandon the core beliefs and values that you have for your company. It just means that you find new, innovative ways to relay the same thing but in a different way, right? So, I mean, we've seen that over the years, even with Coca-Cola. You know, the brand message is really always been about family and happiness and fun. No matter what, you know, no matter what commercials they've done, they always leave you thinking after the commercial about just having fun, how a Coke can just change your whole energy. And that's their brand message is, you know, for one, it's just that thing, you know, they have a Coke and a smile, and they've got some more, even more updated ones. But for me, I mean, memorable for me is always the singing Christmas tree and around the holiday time. So, so your brand message needs to be that core thing that describes your company. And it links everything. It links everything, but it's always about what the customer needs. And so that brand message is always going to speak to what the customer needs. When I say brand you to life, what is it that you need? Do you need a new perspective on your company? Do you need to look at your strategies, whether it's marketing, social media, your financial strategies? Do you need to look at that stuff? So we need to create something that brings it back to the core brand message of your company, but we may need to look at that. We may need to look at your social media and how you're conveying what you want customers to do, quote, you know, in parentheses, your call to action, but how are you conveying that? Are you just telling them, hey, we've got a great sale, purchase this? You know, one of the things I was talking to a peer of mine about is just how do you relate that back to them so that they understand that they need it? Because a lot of times people know they need things, but they'll avoid it even though they need it. So, again, it's what does the customer need from you? And for a lot of businesses, that's probably the hardest thing for them to do, is to realize that it's not going to be so much what you want to give to them, but you've done the research and you know what they need from you. For me and my company, I know that people need social media management. But now, because there's so many platforms out there that allow you to basically schedule your posts and tweets and everything in advance, then they can have that. They have a social media scheduling platform. However, Do they have effective posted information being conveyed to the customers so the customers know exactly what it is that they provide and how, you know, their company can help them, you know. So it's also going to be in that content. So another thing about your brand message is it definitely wants to be unique. You want it to have something that really helps you to stand out. And I really think just from the reaction response I got, that Brand You to Life is really resonating with a lot of entrepreneurs right now. So for now, that is my core brand message. It should be short and simple. And actually, you know, like I just stated earlier in the show, I actually have said, I can't love you to death, but I will brand you to life. And that's probably too many words. So I said, okay, I'll just have my brand message be brand you to life. And so it's short and it's simple and hopefully memorable. And it needs to be realistic. And absolutely, yeah, duh, it is for me. It is absolutely realistic for me. I love working with clients who, you know, really are looking for those answers and those solutions to a lot of their problems, whether that problem is getting all of the stuff they have in their head out and sharing it in the way that they see it in their head, or they, you know, they talk about it, but they really have a hard time conveying it to other people. One of the other things probably for a lot of entrepreneurs is in generating revenue, and how do you generate revenue? And I will tell you that I was about to say that's difficult, but it's really not. The only time it's difficult, and I've learned this with my own business, is when we do so many different things trying to see what's going to catch on, instead of creating systems and processes and being consistent in those programs, those webinars, those teleconferences, those live events, just being consistent in them and continuing to push and evolve as time deems that need for you to evolve in it. So, you know, sometimes doing a whole bunch of different things can be confusing. The other thing that you want to take into account when you're creating your brand message is the target market and who it is that you're trying to, who would you like to have as a client? And, you know, this really goes to the core of the success of business. It's not even just so much, well, it is important in the brand message, absolutely, 100%. However, what I see is that a lot of times, and I've been guilty of this in the past and grown up from it, but what I've noticed is that a lot of times we shift to easier versus what is needed. And what I mean by that is you have to keep your target market in always first. And so it makes no sense for you to be promoting and marketing to a target market that does not need your services, or, you know, you just need to make sure that you're promoting and marketing your company to the right people. Okay? And so that's going to be really important, and that's going to be a part of your brand message as well, because what happens when you don't target the right market, what happens is you don't see a return on your investment, you don't see yourself generating the revenue that you've always wanted to generate, and so then you get confused, you get frustrated, you get you start to feel like you're not succeeding, and it's not that you don't have a great idea, it's not that you don't have a great product, is that these are not the people who need it. And I was sharing on the call earlier this week about an episode that I saw, which was After the Tank, which is, you know, the show that comes on after Shark Tank. I hope I got it right. But one of the sharks was talking to two gentlemen who had started a T-shirt company, and they wanted to offer a cheaper version of their T-shirt. But they were bringing in all kinds of revenue. I mean, they were very successful selling their T-shirts at the price point that they had already chosen. And they were like, well, we felt like if we came out with a cheaper shirt that we could, you know, grab that market of people who can't afford our more expensive T-shirts. And he said, but you've got to be okay with knowing that everyone will not be your customer. And so once you really do all the work that you need to do, once you created your sales strategy, once you figured out what your revenue needs to be, whether that's monthly, quarterly, annually, once you looked at your profit margins and you're looking at how you want to, you know, have your financial growth in line with your company's growth, then you're going to just have to be okay with some people are not your customers, but you definitely need to identify who your target customer is, bottom line. Okay, and that's the only way your brand message is really going to work, if you know exactly who your customer is. There are a lot of companies who have been successful, and there's always been ups and downs in companies, but it's about that rebound and how do you stay true to the core brand message so that you still are successful. And I think, you know, from FedEx to Starbucks to Coca-Cola to a lot of the other successful companies, Target, you know, who really understand who their customer is, and so they ensure that they stay in their pocket and they provide those customers with what they know they need from them. And so making sure that your brand message is consistent and flows well. Like for me, I've been working all day, like I said, on a lot of the basic, well, I won't say basics, but revising some of the business practices that I started in January with. And even now, I mean, it's June, only 6 months, but I've seen and realized that I need to go ahead and update, upgrade, and revise some stuff in my business plan. I really advise you to do that every 3 or 6 months to look at your business plan, maybe every 3 months, every 6 months. Depending on the amount of growth that you're expecting with your company, I would really recommend every 3 months you just kind of look at it. And I'm talking to the small business, you know, the small business owner, that person who may have like maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 employees, but you want to make sure you look at your business plan to ensure that it's up to date and you're actually, you know, adding to it, taking from it. So once you get your brand message down, then you want to make sure that it's relevant and prevalent on all of your marketing, whether it's your business cards, your website, if you have just a landing page, definitely on your emails so that you have that there. So that brand message is consistent. Every time somebody goes to your website or every time they you know, pull up your emails, they see that there, and it sticks with them, it sticks with them, it sticks with them. And then you want to make sure you align with your target market. Like I said, one of the things that, this is the last thing I'm going to speak on about brand messaging, but one of the other things that I feel sad when I talk to small business owners and those budding entrepreneurs is when we're talking about the brand message, a lot of times we lean towards the most popular terminology. And what happens is because it's so popular, the effect of it is diminished. You know, words like mompreneur, which is great, but you can use mompreneur, but you need to add that with something else, you know, that really sticks out and really defines your company, really defines your niche. So, you know, it could be anything. You know, I use the word soldier, S-O-U-L-D-I-E-R, so I may say soldier, mompreneur. So at least the soldier sticks out and mompreneur is a little bit more generic, but then put together it really stands out. So be careful about the words that you use to ensure that they're not so common that when someone hears it, they don't automatically think of you. And that's a bummer because your brand message definitely needs to be unique and it needs to help you and your company stand out. So that's enough on the brand message. I hope that you got some good information from that. I could go on about that, about the brand message. The next one is your brand equity. And really, brand equity is speaking to, it's really about that attachment that people have to whatever it is that you provide, whether it's a product or a service. And, I mean, there are some people whom I work with who I have strong attachment to for one reason or another. And so their brand equity is out, you know, through the roof with me. So your brand equity is always going to be that value, that that premium value that a company realizes from a product, you know, with a recognizable name versus a generic name. In other words, if I just wanted to go and get a cola from Walmart, I'm going to more than likely get the Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola is a well-known brand. Brand message is strong. Brand equity is so strong. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those companies that just is etched into our cultural history. So would I pick up just a cola, or would I pick up Coca-Cola? I'm going to pick up Coca-Cola because my perception is that Coca-Cola is more, I'm getting more value, a better taste, a better experience with the Coca-Cola than I am with the generic cola, okay? And it's just the same as with anything that you purchase. Let's say you go and you want to purchase lotion. You know, they've got the generic lotion, and then they've got, say, Vaseline lotion. And because of the commercials or because of what I've seen with the product, I'm going to perceive that Vaseline has a better value, better results for me and my skin versus just a lotion, right? So that's really the thing, is when you increase your brand equity, even if you're providing a service, if you're providing people with an experience, they are going to remember you, and that's when your brand equity increases. So when they say, look, when it comes to branding, I want to talk to Latte, Stilettos in the City, she knows her stuff. That's perfect. When you're offered options of, say, a different nightclub to go to, how do you choose which nightclub you want to go to? Maybe there's one nightclub that's open. They don't really check the door as well as you would like. So maybe there's a lot of underage people in there. Maybe the DJ isn't as good. Maybe the drinks are a little watered down or whatever. Then you go to, you know, there's another club where it's always a hot spot. Celebrities go there. They're really tight with the front, you know, the door. You have to, you know, present this and that to get in. The drinks are great. The music is always current or just right on time. The DJ is amazing. So guess what? You're going to more than likely go to that club because your experience is better, right? And, again, that's brand equity. And that's what you want to create for your business and for your clients. And so it goes from the way you answer the phone to whether you respond to an email or a question they have, to how often do you keep in touch with them, to what happens after your coaching or consulting program is done. Do you just forget about them and never contact them again, or do you still send them the free newsletter? Do you give them first VIP pick on certain events and things that you have going on? What do you do with them? So, again, that's the brand equity. And when people recognize your brand equity, when they recognize that there's something that's really unique about you and your company and your brand, then they will be loyal. And that word of mouth and referrals will be astounding. The other thing with having a strong brand, is that all of a sudden you get these licensing opportunities, and those are really nice, right? I mean, that's just huge. And so you get that, and then, you know, your company has this look and feel of a new experience, of something that's a whole lot better than what that customer has ever experienced before, and you want them to do that. And one of the things is that when you're looking to create this strong brand equity, you need to invest in yourself, whether it's with a coach, whether it's with a consultant, whether it's with a social media person, whether it's with someone that just handles branding, whatever that is, you've got to do that, because when you invest, it makes more sense, right? It makes sense. A lot of times we don't want to do that because we can't afford it. Well, you can't afford not to. We don't want to do it because we don't want people all in the business. Excuse me, your business is to satisfy your customers. And if you're only going from your own opinion, then that's not good. That's no bueno. You need to have someone else from the outside to look at what's going on with your company. I do it. It's uncomfortable. It's necessary. No hard feelings, right? Another thing is, too, is that there has to be a strategy in place. You've got to have a strategy in place. And, I mean, I've been sitting here all day working on strategies and marketing and networking. And it's a lot of work. But you know what? The work is worth it now so that 2-3 months from now when opportunities come, I'm like, yes, that's right in line with where I want it to go. That's perfect, you know, or perfect. I know who to reach out to now because I'm creating this strategy now so that when someone sees me or sees my company and they see Brand You to Life, they know the stilettos in the city. I'm going to increase that brand equity. As a matter of fact, it was really cool because Tatiana Ward, who is Beat Face Honey, she is a celebrated makeup artist. I mean, she started from, you know, she started from a dream and an idea to now she's doing makeup for Brandy and Nicki Minaj, just did Keisha Cole, and that's not all. I mean, she runs the gamut. She does makeup for a lot of different people, holds classes and everything. And so she commented on Twitter. She was like, you know, I just don't get this Twitter thing. I just don't get it. You know, I just get confused with the rights and all that. And I tweeted, I was like, you need to attend my Stiletto Media Masterclass. And so, you know, it's always taking advantage of those kind of, just those opportunities that always come on Twitter. I mean, will she attend the class? I don't know. But I'm definitely going to offer her to attend the class or to have me manage her social media. That's an opportunity that's not in a business plan, but it also is being aware of what's going on around you, and you never know what will happen from just a simple engagement of conversation of some sort. So, again, it's just being aware, okay? And that's really all I'm going to talk about with brand equity. I feel like when you start thinking about social media and you're trying to figure out how to approach people or how to get more followers, likes, you know, people commenting and engaging, you just have to be genuine. And I really feel I want to give this spiel really quickly about social media managers. I manage social media accounts. And I think the hardest thing for me has been when I'm managing social media accounts and, you know, my client wants to manage me, manage their social media account. And, you know, you're looking for these results. And sometimes, you know, some people give you the results, whatever. People want to give you likes and all this kind of stuff. And then you have, that's a whole nother story, but then you have people on your accounts who could care less about what it is that you have to offer. They're just there for numbers' sake. And then you get frustrated because nobody's liking, engaging, or buying. Well, duh, out of the 2,000 followers or likes that you have, probably only 350 of those people are genuine friends or supporters who are interested. And the other 1,650 or, you know, 1,700, they're just there to hold space. And so what happens is, you know, social media, for me as a social media manager, I just like to kind of be given free rein to make sure that I stay consistent with your voice and your message, but there's always going to be different ways to approach it. And so, you know, I think I definitely want to say to anyone who has a social media manager, you know, you can look and see what they're doing and just kind of trust them a little bit. And make sure that you guys are communicating effectively, and that'll help you to really make sure that you're in tune with each other and everything is successful. So that's my rant on the social media manager. But I want you to really think about your brand message and really think about the brand equity and how you can increase your brand equity. It's just like the stock market. All right? I have had a great time talking to you today. Next week we will have a guest on who's actually going to speak about a serious subject, and I definitely wanted to give her a platform to discuss it. Again, I am Latay Davis. You can contact me at Facebook, Google Plus, then under Latay Davis. My website is www.stilettosinthecityllc.com, and I am on Instagram at Global Brand Strategist. So I wish you guys a great week and be profitable.